Blog Talk Radio.
I kinda like you, you kinda like me. Let's take a ride way out in the country. Tonight I'm driving, that's right, you're riding. Go grab your smokes and hand me my car keys.
Commercialization playlist that's got everything lined up to what you were looking at earlier on your other device that remembers everything, that wants to play music similar to what your searches are. You're looking for an octaphone, you start hearing a song about an octaphone. I don't even know how to describe what an octaphone is, but somehow the music system knew that you wanted to look for an octaphone, and it found a song with an octaphone, and it had it in it. Is this a friend, or is this just something being overly nice, trying to do every single thing it thinks that we would be interested in to say thank you, Mr. fill-in-the-blank music service? You have gone through my entire life, looked for everything, every word I've ever typed on a computer, scanned every picture, identified everything, and have made me a music playlist that fits my identity. That is what they've made. And having even live artists come together and sing on occasions, perhaps. These live people, because that's what we are. You ever have that feeling? You're like, I'm listening to this awesome jam. Santana's just going to town. And I'm like, no way is this like really real live, what have you. I mean, if it was, like, Santana's awesome, but Santana's handlers, man, you know, screw you guys. You know, I appreciate it and all. I really do so much. Sometimes when I'm in the depths of pain, I come up with such creative ideas, says this host of this entertainment, Blism. For some period of time, he's going to be talking on a microphone-like device, because last week, none of his recording devices would work. Why wouldn't you let me talk last week? I do not know. Like the internet was working. But here I continue not to focus on frustration of the past. I have enough frustration of the present. Just trying to get my music device to work and to play music that I think is really awesome. But it just gets me going so much, and I'm just trying to study. I'm trying to read. I'm trying to learn something. I need some background music. I don't need to be dancing with the wolves, hanging out with the second to the last Mohican, you know, making it, oh, it's so awesome. Thank you for profiling my entire life, music industry. You now know everything about me. Private stuff, emails, handwritten letters lost in vans, towed away, years, time travel. The music industry doesn't care. It will violate everything about you if it feels you're famous. If you become famous in the last 3 minutes of your life, the music industry will be have been invasive into your entire world, your entire life without you knowing, recording you, just so the future people can go, ooh, ah, thank you for this piece of art. And like, Picasso's like, dude, I need an ear surgeon. Like, where's my money? You know, I was drunk. You do that stuff on purpose. Sometimes you're just like, I don't like the person looking at me in the mirror. I love them, don't like them. Has too much eye mascara. No, not really. Just like if I was going to Rocky Horror Picture Show or something, you know. Frank Fritter out. Maybe I didn't sleep enough. Wait, where's the mirror? I put all my, here's a mirror. I know where mirrors are hiding. Look, I have a face. It's got this fur on it. This fur. The fur that grows the gray. The gray of the face grows upon the man who's just trying to exist in his life. Can't live without music. I can't just say I cannot listen to you streaming services anymore. I'm going back to 1994 to my MP3 collection. It's a whole bunch of songs that do not have a name. Because iTunes felt it was wonderful to represent the names as a bunch of letters in a row and numbers. Going back, getting away, like unplugging, telling our handlers, and stop handling me, stop touching me, stop touching me. You want to touch my spirit with everything. Just stop touching me. Meyer Music Service, we have every commercial. We have children we found from other dimensions here that act in commercials for you. And it's like, what worlds are those? What? What? You know, it's just like there was just not enough marijuana when I was in Florida. I'm telling you, some of the ideas I came up with, like there was some at first, but everything free costs 5 times as much, if not 20 times as much in the end, because you're like, oh, thanks, you got free pot, but you guys keep my stuff. Like, oh, okay. But anyhow, I'm not worried, because worrying about things is like for people caught in the past. Like, I got stories. They'll be like, whoa, crazy this, crazy that. Like, yeah, this stuff, that stuff, what have you stuff. done it all. But I, there's no such thing as all. I've done a lot. No way would I say, I've done it all. I mean, I've done a lot. I'm not like Mr. Forrest Gump, you know. Hold on, let me walk onto the space shuttle. Have you read the book and all? Okay, it's like, life is like a Russian doll. You know, you got to compartmentalize and put things inside, other things inside, other things inside, other things inside, other things. Because we're all just, we're just human. You know, how are we going to put our world together? It's Tetris. I know, my music collection. Back in the day, it was Tetris, having to go through everything, put in this order, that order. Really, like when there was iTunes, it did a great job of taking a collection and reading all the data off the MP3s. You know, that people put these handwritten things in there and they say it's infringing, but there's no digital anything available at that time. So they weren't infringing upon anything digitally. They were making a digital backup of their music. Like, don't get me wrong, like Sean Parker, I can't say I like the guy. I mean, he's very smart, but he helped push marijuana proposition that was not the grassroots one, that was pushed by Pfizer. So, I mean, aside from that, like, if he didn't do that, I'd probably like the guy. You know, but that guy helped push the Napster thing, and that was just, it wasn't really anything. It was just a link where a whole bunch of other files are shared. And I don't really know. No, like there was no digital at the time. So I'm not stealing from an artist. You can't send CDs through a telephone line. Like, there was no, like, artist GoFundMe at the time that said, like, hey, if you're an artist of this MP3 that's being traded or shared or, you know, sold for profit, what have you, how do you, like, do you really care? Because the music industry sure used it to prosecute a lot of people that were sharing these files that we bought all these devices for. You know, we bought the iPhone, the iPad, the Newton, tiny little 16 megabyte music players that play like 15 songs. 15 songs, what? In a little thingy, what do I think is a lot, man? I mean, there's a point where humanity and the industry, whatever it is not aligned to what the lawyers foresaw. You think the lawyers, when they had record contracts for records, okay? And then it became Betamax tape. And then they had Betamax tape or VHS contracts. Like, before digital, whatever this is, we just really winged it. There was no, like, streaming services that we're all so dependent on today. I mean, so dependent on stream this, stream that, this, that. We've got to get the real fix from somewhere that's live. That's just give me the email. Give me the update, the chat. I need it. I need it. I need it. And it's like, the thing is, because they use the word friends, It's like, how do you know all these people? Are they really your friends? Or are they, like, people on the internet? Because you remember, like, you don't get picked up by strangers, so people learn you don't get picked up by people on the internet. But they want to call people on the internet strangers, friends. See, it's messing with everyone's mind. Oh, but I've made friends with these people through communication, met them, what have you. Made friends. But just like the words they use, the words. I remember I chose who my friends were, the people that I wanted to hang out with, that people that wanted to hang out with me and just hold like dead air with me. People not, you got to speak. You got to say something interesting. Or the something's going to happen. No, not the something or other thing. You know, I mean, I do try to create my own forms of, like I was saying earlier, like Russian dolls. Put this inside that, inside this. But just so my conversations might turn out like that. I mean, right now it's more like suitcases. Like, oh, ooh. Ah, la, la. Oh, okay. Cool. Hey, just like, you gotta condense stuff. You gotta Tetris it out. You gotta find a way to take your living room set and make the perfect like, amount of sofas that aim towards the TV, but also some that are turned for not TV night or situations with company and how many company, like a lot of people, a few people. Is it a lot of people need like another room with couches and such, like real entertainer or something, or just like, you know, just TV. Couch. Look. Because I tell you, like, the TV and the computer have been merging and have merged, and there's a lot of groups out there that fight the merge. You know, that whole Xbox thing, like, how can you just can't run your Windows programs on the Xbox? Like, you should definitely, it's Microsoft. It's pretty much the same thing. So, but you know what, I think like there is even emulator programs that can work within that framework. But anyhow, I'm not working on the what we're missing and what needs to be available to the home user. What I'm getting to is we all have ideas. We have a lot of ideas. We've got things going on. And I feel like when people touch my radio, you know, they mess with my playlist, change things from just regular. Otto is like the DJ to something spectacular and special. It's just like, I told this one girl, you don't take glitter out to go see whales. You don't want to really glitter bomb with the whale. Now, maybe there's a form of glitter you can get that biodegrades and doesn't get in the whale's eye, ear, butt, whatever. We can't just show up with, oh, this is my party attitude. The rest of the world's going to to my party attitude. And a lot of times the world needs a party attitude. The world needs people coming in with the gusto. And when I'm working on my own gusto, I like being the only one involved in what's going down with stuff. Like, I don't really want the media system knowing all my personal information and finding music that fits me using frequencies for communication that the human can't hear but are still broadcast and picked up by microphones on other devices. There's so much communication going on that people don't realize that's inside the music being played. Commercials being played especially. I mean, that's the whole point of it was commercials, right? To be able to play a commercial and to hear if it got played on another device, but not like have to hear the whole commercial. You just hear a certain high frequency and a certain pattern. Oh, look, that thing got played fully or partially. Because it's there's no privacy for the commercial industry. The groups that make the advertisements and commercials have so much personal information on all of us. So much of it. I'm not talking just like my grocery store list of things that I buy over a 5 or 10 year period. But they take this information and they've seen how it gets used and they use it for their advantage. They're never going to use that information for their disadvantage, but this information they have to use for their advantage to continue to hold the competitive advantage. So the music industry is fueled by the commercial industry for years on the radio. This is brought to you by this and that, that and this. Like with ad blockers right now, does the commercial industry get vengeful upon people that run an ad block that don't want to hear the advertisements because they're charging someone for those advertisements that aren't getting shown, and this ad block is just bypassing that, is keeping it going. So the two groups getting screwed are the ones paying for the advertisement to be seen and the one hosting it. So it's just like, wow, you thought you got something free, did you? You ever run those VPNs? You run them in different places. And you start to realize that most all advertising is geolocation based. You'll see advertisements for where the VPN pops out into the internet. Like, oh, you're in West Texas, where the VPN is, so you start to see Texas commercials. Or in New York, you start to see New York commercials. Been a lot of money put in by these commercial companies to show that they are worth investing in. And so this computer commercial business is very new. I miss the old commercials on the internet. When that was fun. Or even, was it Pandora, when Pandora first came out for music listening? It kind of went in different areas. Or now you go to some places and they're like, well, I know, but you're not paying the full subscription. So even though you clicked that you wanted to hear the Beatles over and over and over and over and over and over. We're going to give you the Eagles right now. I know you clicked, but you're on the free subscription, so we're going to feed you what we want to feed you. And you're like, well, I like the Eagles too, but I was in the mood for the Beatles. Completely different groups. Completely different moods. You know, both bars, but different bars. The Eagles are like Mexican bars. And like the Beatles are like Northshire bars or something. I don't know. I'll remember like 4 days from now. Oh, yeah. They were from William Bang. You remember that in the movie 9 days a Week? You know, he's like, hey, whatever happened to that guy? Oh, they just don't talk about him anymore. You know? Funny, the other guy, that is Elon Musk. He just totally did the comeback and said, oh, yeah. That's why he's really happy. Because he was the fifth, he was the original fourth Beatle. So, but I know, but he's not American. It was really funny. I read something on the American Elon Musk. I'm like, the what? I mean, he's not Central American. He's not South American. Definitely not North American. Oh, man, I'm just trying to wear as much blue as I can, you know? I'm totally in support of Intel Computer Blue Man Group. Like, I paint myself blue these days. Because, like, if you're going out and you got Chinese satellites above, and you're just like, well, I know, China, U.S., it's all the same, whatever. You know, what if other people around me, they're upset with? And I'm like, and I just happened to be at the wrong place. Like, I was almost in Hawaii. I tell you, like, I had to be a little bit more insane, and I would have been on another part of that island. Wow. Just now, I just paint myself in blue. It's so much easier. It's like a sunscreen. It's like, it's even camouflage. Because after a while, people just, you don't notice the blue. It's just, it's like the predator effect. You just kind of meld in. I mean, of course, if you're completely in a white place, you know, but they got blue camo too that I've seen. That'll work. Maybe. We all got to run around under Chinese satellites. Let me know what's going on to make sure that, like, these things are okay. Like, what's on that thing? Can you clean up space debris instead of, like, clean up the surface? Like, people was like, people with the evil intentions don't just also use their, like, weapons of mass destruction for beneficial things. You know, it's just, you're like, hey, sure, we can space laser entire areas and melt car engines like a microwave. Look at that. But we could also do that to, like, all the space debris floating around, meld it, vaporize it. Also, it helped identify it, too. Like, you guys are aiming at stuff the wrong direction. I'm not, like, saying, hey, evil overlords, please apologize for continuously murdering everybody with your cool laser equipment. You're really cool. Like, I would like to ride. That thing's probably cool, man. Or we get spacesuit on and sit on that thing. I mean, probably microwave go the other way, too. So maybe I don't want to sit on it. But, man, imagine what you could do at a junkyard. You're like, let me just melt all the junk metal together. Like, please. Thank you. And then they're like, oh, but it takes so much money to run the laser. Like, hey, come on. You're just melting cities for free. Like, let's go find who bought Paradise, California. You know, it's Mount Hermon. Let's just go up there. People just, whole place is burst into flames. Because go see what who bought these places. You know, who moved into them? You know, or these different Santa Rosa towns where it's just like the whole house just got blown away and there's still like part of the legs stuck in the cement of the houses, but no house, no like anything, all blown. I mean, they got such cool weapons. I mean, I think it's just like they're saying, we will use this on ourselves because we're bored. Don't think we won't use it on you. Yeah, I didn't look into what happened at that Russian camp. There's like some tourist place in Russia that had some fires also. Hard to think is like, you know, fires, when they happen, they're only man-made nowadays. There's no other way that they're started. You know, it is groups that have the technology that are in control of this or in control of that, you know, in control of our destiny. Can't just hide really cool ray gun and just be like, it doesn't exist. What do you mean? Like, come on, Mr. Blue Beam. Blue Beam made some fake built up, like, conspiracy to do this or do that. Like, no. It's about the Blue Beam. And the ability to do these, like, flashes. And now they got so much even cooler ways to, like, make lasers on top of how they've already made these lasers that nobody talks about or admits exist. No, there is not Blue Beam lasers. They do not exist. Like, are you afraid? Are you not wearing blue? Like, you gotta put on the paint too. Hold on. Yeah, at least you gotta touch something blue. Because if the Blue Beam hits on, you gotta get in the open and hold something blue over yourself. Because it just reflects somehow, you know? It doesn't get through the atmosphere. Because if blue, it would burn. All the energy would get lost the moment it hits the atmosphere. It's going through so much of that blue sky, perhaps. I mean, I don't got the, you know, the Stanford paper on it. You know, those guys weren't wearing blue. You know, they're like, you know, Real Genius is like the only movie I bought on Amazon Prime. Like, literally, like Real Genius. If you know the movie, it's about a space laser project with kids, Val Kilmer, and some other really smarties, and their fun and trials to make the cold ice cube laser thingy thing, you know? And you're like, oh, cool. It's cute. It's fun. I like it. It's very smart. There's not too many, like, movies for, like, smart people that can actually, like, look at stuff or even about people that have any smarts to them, because I don't know. Because people keep trying to dumb us all down. You have been dumbed down. Oh, what were we talking about again? You know, it doesn't matter. We're just being dumbed down and dumbed down. Come on, dumbed down. You have to get dumber. Dumbed down. Come on. Dumbed down. Get down. Dumbed down. That's what people need to do. Because if you don't dumb down, then, like, they don't want just smart people. Because smart people that are not, like, under the thumb figure out smart ways to get at the thumb. Say, hey, I'm not under your thumb thingy. I'm a smart person. This is how I get out of it. So maybe, you try to think, like, Why'd they have marijuana be, oh, I was looking for this. Oh, man, yes. Yeah, boy. I'm like, I know it's somewhere. The battery for a laptop. How hard it is to get laptop batteries in Costa Rica. And for a laptop that I sold, too. Yes. Man, I was wondering where that... Oh, man, it's so cool. It's so good. If you come to Costa Rica, bring stuff for the Costa Ricans. I'm not saying bring it for them because they are, like, impoverished and they need to eat. And some do. A lot of them don't. You know, the economy, they're one of the better economies here, but they don't have the technology out here. So you come and visit, it's really like one up if you bring technology with you. You think about stuff that they don't have there. Even do some research how much stuff costs here, even with the Facebook. You go to Facebook and do a search and by location in Costa Rica, and you say, okay, let's say I'm looking for that, then do the money comparison, and you'll see they don't have anywhere near the same stuff. Like I went to this pawn shop, and they had all these laptops there. I started looking at it, and I'm like, oh, man. Oh. It just, because I've worked at a computer store before. And it's basically like, man, you don't want to buy used electronics and sit on it, man. No, because like it just loses value, loses value, loses value. And then you're stuck there with something that's got like no value. And you're like, darn it. This thing was cool, but now it has no value. Especially when it's like in another country where it's already harder to get computers here. So I'm not saying go out there and screw over the pawn shops and their really crappy computers they sell. Or the really way almost doubly overpriced computers at the name brand stores. You know, get something used and bring that down and sell it at the cost. Make a lot of friends that way. Because people here, they see like even cell phones. Now they're just like, you sell them at your cost. And like, well, I paid $150 for a year ago for this thing. It's unlocked now. And I jump on it because cell phones are like $600 here. Like, oh, dang. Like, you see how the money industries want to tighten the grip upon those that don't want to let the corporations in. Like, a lot of Costa Ricans want to do it their own selves. And they all seen Dole. Dole comes in, does its stuff. It owns a huge swath of the Caribbean of Costa Rica. Huge swaths. And they're like, oh, is that how your business is run? So they're like, well, we're going to have our own internal monopolies. Because they got this drink company called Dos Pinos. And it's orange juice, it's soda pop, it's all the juices and fruits, and a lot of sodas. And it's like, whoa, those guys. They got the corner there. Because you can get the other sodas, but a lot of other sodas, they come with import duties and taxes on top of what people, you know. But anyhow, so when you come here, think of something cool to give people, even like $30, you know, Bluetooth speakers. That was really fun the first few years. Got a whole bunch of those. Like, oh, cool. Dun, 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 and brought them down. You just give them to people. They dug them. You know? I know the difference between what I have and between what people in other places have. And I see... It's not a disparity. It's just people grew up in different places. some families mentioning, oh, Jason, you have a lot of stuff. I'm like, well, let me go look in your house. You, one, have a house. You have a kitchen. You have plates, tables, beds, mattresses, this, that, this, that, this, that. Like, that's more stuff than my few suitcases. Because I'm not an average tourist, as I'm more of a student right now. And that does not afford me to go jump on a boat when I want to. All right, I'm going to go on a boat. Here we go. Boats cost money. And to leave where I'm at, I have to go on a boat. So, or a plane ride. But, you know, the world here, it's just like people, the bus system works and people don't have this extra class of, I mean, there's still haves and have-nots. It's more just, you know, some middle halves. I don't know. You can't like cut it directly down the middle. But it's a really wonderful place, and I've appreciated living here on and off for 3 months at a time for a good part of the last 7 years, almost 8 years. Wow. And it's really nice people. I don't always understand Spanish. And that's a really wonderful thing, too, that if you're a very susceptible person to what people say to you, like you hear all these advertisements and they're blah, 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 say this, say that, say that, say this. You're just a very susceptible person. I recommend going to a country where you don't know the language. And you'll find an amount of peace of not being programmed. The advertising industry, there's no way to stop it. Every angle advertisement scheme. You can't walk anywhere without an advertisement saying this, saying that. Buy this, do this, buy that. Get in your own room. You even have different things, different product names on shirts. Come to foreign countries, you know, you got product names on products. Listening to the radio or looking at the TV or even just passing by the TV. It's all in Spanish. It's all in a language that unless I stop and focus on, I don't just get. Like English, I get. English is very simple for me. Bam, it's instant. Clink. Like some things I would like to say that I could hear, but that would or wouldn't be true, I don't know. Because my hearing is its own hearing, what it hears in the universe. So if I hear less blarney, my mind's at a lot more peace. It's like get away from these Barneys, do the ad block, and go to a foreign country. Go to a place where people speak languages you don't fully understand, in a place you trust, of course. And you'll find you'll be at ease. Because there's always the push. Do this, do that, do this, do that, do that, do this, do this, do that, do that, do this, do this. And they want us to do these things to make us be these portrayals, imagined personalities that we're sold down the river with. Hey, this is the personality. I mean, if you're not listening to the Pink Floyd lyrics, It was a battle plan. Dark Side of the Moon. The only place safe from Earth? I mean, not really, because you can go around directly from lasers from the surface of Earth. You can't really get to the dark side. We don't really have a lot of choice in what the military is doing or those with the engineering are getting paid to do, because those with dangerous intent are in control of much money. And these groups have dangerous intent. And they push these views to make everybody a sissy. Push these views to make everybody overreactive. Where was your skin? Grow some skin, people. Have some, whatever you say bounces off me, sticks on you. I'm rubber, you're glue, people. People ain't growing no skin. Be all thin. Weaklings is who this group is saying. I seen skinniest, weaklingest people talk the craziest shit. Tell me, being physically skinny and weak will hold back what comes out of your brain. You don't want to mentally be. Whenever someone says something, don't be fat, you know? Don't be mentally fat, physically. What do you mean? One person's fat is one person's love muffins, love handles, you know? We can't always say our words are to be interpreted by every culture on the planet within earshot and must not offend. Who said that? I mean, we need Dennis Leary in office up here. We need, like, the old Dennis Leary. Like, I don't know the new one. We just need to bring back him and the Duke. And you just go up there. And you say some things. You put it down. Because, I mean, the Chinese are going to be in the Middle East in just, like, a week or two. And people are just, oh, da-da-da-da, this is my regular life. Nope, not happening. Nope, this is not happening. Nope, that's not. What's not happening? People, everybody, no, this is not happening. That's not happening. But it's happening. This is not happening. That's not happening. But it's happening. No one wants to own up. Because once we realize things are happening, we become aware without a solution. And that does not have to revert to fear. You don't have to suddenly be fearful because you see some things happening that are poised in the direction of destruction. That is where they get us. Not just the destruction that they're reaping. They want us to be fearful, in fear of the realities we're not owning. The eye for an eye, hand for a hand. Imbalance for an imbalance. There is no balance whenever life is taken. There's no balance. This life for that life? No, no, no. One does not equal the other. There's no justification. There's no justification at all. There's no way one could just balance murder in one form or the other. You have to stop those causing murder. And we make weapons that murder that do the stopping, apparently. But they're not selective. They're not, okay, we want you just to murder these people. And it's just like, you know, any murder. We drop a ganja bomb. We just drop 40,000 tons of hashish in smoke upon the Gaza residents. There actually was a population of four times as many as we thought that are all coming out now. Drop the hashish bomb, man. You know, let's get like some peace going. Let's have like a sit-down vigil on the front line. Get rid of all the weapons. Throw them all way over there. Blow them up and they won't harm us. There's the weapons. We put them in a pile. Sit-down vigil. Here's the line. A sit-down vigil. You sit down with the line without weapons. Say, you know what? Maybe weapons are not solving anything in Ukraine. Maybe the only thing to solve Ukraine is to stop the weapons. Stop all the weapons. Put them all over some other pile and make a sit-down vigil. Sit down, everybody. Get rid of the weapons. Get rid of the weapons. These Russian people, you say, are horrific people. They haven't bombed anybody sitting down, holding a line. Have they? No. That's the only solution. And that solution is not being put forward. Down vigil would stop the Russians cold in their tracks, especially if all the weapons were just given right to Russia and Ukraine says, we will stay a neutral party. We're sorry for shooting people that speak Russian. I mean, that's what it's down to. They're there because they're shooting Russian speakers. Minsk agreements, like people don't want to remember. 300 people at a music festival. Bodies. 150 taken as hostage. No one wants to think about those numbers. Like that's some horrible CIA Mossad. Two raves happening at once next to each other. Planning. On the 50th Yom Kippur holiday of that massacre. Planning. Because they need this. They need reasons to destroy and to hold back. They need reasons for weapons and military. So there has to be conflict. If there's not conflict, if they can't trick people into sacrificing their lives for a cause, you're going to sacrifice your life for this cause. I mean, what's the cause? You know, start to realize that there are middle groups keeping the aggression, fueling the aggression. So the larger groups say they have no choice but to respond in kind. But it's never the proper reparations. It's never the, hey, we're going to go back in time and give 40 acres a mule to everyone who was a slave. Okay, we're going back in time to do this for proper reparations to what people were promised for their suffrage. No, we're going to wait 200, 600, 1200 years. When's, you know, hey, we want you to say sorry again and again and again. It's just the people are like, hey, I'm not from you. Why am I paying for your dumbass? We don't owe each other nothing except, and respect is not money, is not a homage. Respect is an honor. And that is what we owe each other. We owe each other the honoring of understanding one's plight, have you describe it to the other. Who think like, oh, on this side of the hill, that side of the hill, there's so many different types of lives going down. So many. And there's no way to have one set that fits. I mean, heck, the whole legislature and the entire United States should be cut into half, matriarchal and patriarchal. In half, bam, women, you decide for women. Men, you decide for men. Because it's that alone. A lot of people think it's equality. Think the same way dudes do. Dudes are not girls. And likewise, different priorities on any given second, different need, different synaptic spins around their shit. People want to say, oh, I think what you think. They're just trying to get in your pants. Yeah, they're trying to get something out of you. Because nobody gives a flying hoot about anybody else when it comes down to if there's something better for them to do. Oh, wait, I could be doing this instead, so I don't care about you. Any dog behavior, play with you until somebody else has a little treat in their hand or some little toy to pull them away. Oh, that's attention going over there. So to think that men and women hold the same attention spans, I mean, it's just people in general don't hold the same attention spans. So, I mean, that just, you know, toss that out there. It's basically like, you know, there's a lot of female issues being addressed. And no Hillary warmongering, love you, killed everyone that got you where you are, person is going to represent the female class. She's groomed by the military men. And boom. And her daughter and her daughter's father, some senator. It's not Bill Clinton, by the way. And these people are not being honest. They're not telling you Michael Obama is a man. They're not telling you this. If they're straightforward and honest, all right. Cool. Honesty is where it's at. But people be drowning in their, like, 4-foot-deep ponds, man. And there's old chefs writing a book. You know, shucks, man. These people think they're bulletproof. There's silence and silence and silence and silence. And no one does anything because we can't do anything. How are we doing anything? Oh, hi, we have an inquiry against you because all these people in a row, the people that worked on the Space Defense Initiative, 22 of them are all dead. Star Wars, all dead, not alive. Like, Star Wars is not a myth. And the ones in power have their way of preparing for destruction in a minimal fashion, just enough, just a Pearl Harbor-like event, right? Just a horrible-like something event to get people in the mood, to give us reason to go fight. Like Florida. I mean, Florida's already underwater. They don't like DeSantis over there. I'm just like, who are these people targeting next? Like, they obviously are moving to Hawaii. You know, they've already prepped the land for their building projects, ready to move out there in different parts of California, ready to move where they'll be safe. There's people, they have the power, and they're just so bored. And a lot of them have studied some really evil things in the world. Evil, Moloch, weird religion, horrible sacrifice, what have you, things. And they're just bored people. And so they throw in a polyclass here and there. Care. Her grandfather was writing about Bohemian Grove. Her grandfather. And just found some homeless guy. Couldn't climb through a window for shit. You know. Oh. I was living in Petaluma at that time. Man. These people, they don't care. And they just get more brazen with every atrocity. The next atrocity is more brazen. And the next one is more brazen upon that. There is no group holding these unbrazen people back from displaying their power to those that are paying attention. Because they want people to know, you better be wearing blue whenever the Chinese satellite is over you. Like, it's always Blue Tuesday. Like, you must. Because if you don't, they go click. They push a button, man. They recharge some battery. And they push a button. A button, man. It's probably not as easy because they're working on other stuff. Maybe with the harp, they try to get the winds going too. Some way to cause the winds to move. And then do it so that it creates a perfect firestorm. People, if you had an underground basement, you would have survived. You gotta realize what's out there. And you gotta realize they have the microwaves that go through that melts metal. It doesn't matter what you've made out of metal. It melts metal. I mean, don't mess with us, whoever us is, you know. But when the thing is, you think about it, when the evil overlords are the only ones in control, they're just bored. So they start sacrificing their own. They're not fighting amongst each other. They're just sacrificing themselves to show, look how much evil shit I could do over here without them noticing. They're bored. They're in control. They have the money, man. They just injected everybody with poisons. So many people have died. It's a gross, horrific world if one just looks at the horrible things that have ever happened to humanity just in the last 4 years. Unbalanced war, one group with air support, one group without air support. Obviously, a military practice old material destruction playground. Like, hey, what are you going to blow this up with? Oh, go, go. Go get them. Go get them, Tiger. Go get them. Go get them. One of the Ukrainians going to be like, hey, these people pushed this upon the Ukrainian people, who are mostly innocent people. Most everybody is an innocent person. There's not a person born that's not innocent. You don't come out of the womb choking your twin. I mean, maybe like if you had a twin umbilical cord around their neck or something, horrible, horrible thought, but that's, you know, that scenario aside, like, you're not like born evil, bad to the bone. You're not born to do horrible things. We are led. We are taught. Creation, God, fill in the name, blank, test. A test. Every single thing we do is a test. It's a verification of your genetics. It's a guarantee of the quality of your seed. It's the grand filtering of everything. And there's an amount of stuff out there that can help try to counter all these toxins we've been induced with. But it's a war on humanity. It's a war on the womb. It's the war on the spermatoza. It's a war on the next you. Whoever is supplanting you, it is a war upon them. The people that aren't here yet. And this is a war upon the unborn Israeli children. The unborn Israeli ravers, children. The unborn Palestinian children. The unborn anybody who died's children. Whether they did something horrible or not. The only judge is God. Man is not the best judge. Because man is too mechanized in murder right now. Man can make a lot of murder happen really quick. And one group murders another, murders another, murders another. It's like, are you this person? Are you for this group? Are you for that group? Looking for the division. Make you draw the line. Whose victims are more valuable? Every victim is valuable. War is the crime. Poverty, economic struggle, I'll say this for you people out there. If you don't want to understand, you can or cannot understand. But the Jewish people did not vote for a country called Israel. It's super cool. Sure. But we didn't vote for it. Created by Zionists. And during its creation, a lot of people were outed from the original territory almost exactly 50 years ago. So this group, the Zionists, who are also related to a deep section of parts of Ukraine, and you don't just pull a Zionist out of a crowd, a Jewish person, Zionist, come on, come with me, Jewish person, Zionist, come on. A lot of people that are Jewish think Zionism is Judaism, and it's not. It's another sect of far radical thinking. Islamic true and Hebrew true laws forbid violence. They forbid violence, man. You can have kosher, but you can send a weapon in and blow up a whole bunch of something or others. Like, kosher law. These people are very, very much in trouble. But then it turns out that so were those people who are in trouble. And then those people, then it just be like, who hasn't been committing atrocities? They want to take the original chosen people, and people don't understand why the Jewish people are the chosen people. No one really understood or questions that. They think it's a self-proclaimed thing. The Hasidic people did not say, we are the chosen people. No. The dude Yahweh came down and asked a whole bunch of different groups to do some things. Not a single group except the Hasidic group did what Yahweh had asked without asking why, just doing it and then asking why. All right, we did it. Hey, why'd you want us to do that? Instead of just stopping and saying, no, tell us first why, what we're going to get out of it, what's in it for us. All these other groups Yahweh asked. Hey, do this for me. Why? Do this. Just do it. And I don't know what it was that Yahweh had asked of the original Hasidic people. The Israelites that are people, where Israelis are people in the country called Israel. Israelites, Israel is a people of Judaism, is the original name of what Israel means. The Zionists took the name of what a whole people are, whole Jewish people, and said, let's make a country out of it. So Israelites and Israelis are different people. And God bless everybody's soul, of course. But people got to understand that murder does not solve murder. And these groups that are made to antagonize the Hamas, blah, built by governments to keep the fire burning of hate, to make people join up because that person died, because of this person died, because of that person died, because of this person died. And like leaves eye for an eye, leaves the whole world blind. And right now the whole world is so blind. Blind. There's nothing no government could do to walk in. I mean, unless like Israel invited China to come in with its military and occupy. An invitation. I mean, you want to get it right, do an invitation of two giant countries, Chinese and United States, invite these forces en masse to come and rebuild and rehabilitate. You can rebuild, but if people aren't rehabilitated, if people actually don't learn to see from a better path, never. You can rebuild, but it's just going to be destroyed again. Wounds need to heal. Structures are beautiful and all, but the wounds of people, of society, like as things are right now, are not going to change in any displacement of any people. I mean, right now, if there was a way for a worldwide sing-along, hands across the world, for every country, for everyone that's in pain, for everyone to say weapons are not the answer. The answer in any civilian situation, weapons are not. And these groups that keep pushing the need for conflict must be routed out. Roto-Rooter, these groups that are pushing these conflicts must be stopped. Find out in depth how these groups have amassed this and stop them, even if they're within the same government. The government must cease these operations. There's no holding hands, sing along during a missile strike. You might be singing something as a prayer, Israel is not Russia. Israel hits hard. Hard with a smack. And it ain't right. It's not Ukraine, little this, little that, only combatants from evacuated cities. Combatants. Places of health and refuge. There's just not enough worldwide military forces of peace that can all come together and just hang out in Gaza and just clean up, and not just Gaza and Israel, and just say, hey, it's all good, people. I mean, it's Big Brother doesn't care when there's a war. Big Brother wants a war. You have no privacy when Big Brother's involved in a war. Big Brother's got that dialed in, knows what you're doing. Eyes on this, eyes on that. You don't know how to say we're sorry. Nobody knows how to say they're sorry about anything. Nobody knows how to say I'm sorry about this or I'm sorry about that. People rather just cancel each other and just start anew, start fresh. Cancel all the previous whatever. Started or not, or premature. Let's cancel all that previous whatever. Let's start it again. Because in video games, we can just got a new life. And so we try to treat our lives like that. Hey, our life is like a video game. If that didn't work out, let's try it again. Try this again. Try that again. Ignore, forget the past. It'd be wonderful. I just so much wish sometimes that I did, like, stay in the Matrix. That I did just, like, be part of the sheep and accept. Just stay, just be part of them. Just accept the thing. Just accept it. Come on. And when you can't accept things, you have to protest them. You have to stand up against them. Things that you do not accept. Things that you do not jive with. That are affecting your personality. Your emotions, affecting how you try to think, how you try to do whatever. You have to stand up and say enough is enough to the walls even. And there's no one truly listening. Just those wanting to use these wall words against you. You can't use wall words against me. That's my own therapy. That's my own world to talk out loud. Do you mind? These are my wall worlds. Bitches. I speak to the walls and the walls. They don't complain back. They keep their mouths shut. Ah-hoo. 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 Walls can go for themselves. No, I'm knocking jack a lock a block. Bagada loo. Desire, boozing got. Walls. Man, dude. If I was my FBI listening van, dude, I think someone committed suicide. Like, because, like, you can't hear some of the stuff I say that's so horrible to those that are listening that shouldn't be listening. I don't care who you think you are. Panty annies. People don't know how to move on. Or at least come forward. They know how to own up to what they done. What do you do that you need to own up for? What have you done? What you done? What are you doing? What have? What do you feel that is imbalanced in the world? What is equitable? What is not equitable? What you done that you feel you shouldn't have done? That you don't want to tell anybody? You're not going to tell me. You're not going to tell anybody. It's better just that he doesn't know. Because that's just so much simpler. People that live off keeping other people in the dark about things. And they get off on it. They see people without the information they need, and they watch them fumble about, that they'd be different if they had the information, maybe. But because they don't have the right directions or instructions or information, judged as if they do have that information, perhaps, even. I don't know. I'm just every way from Sally. think of every kind of solution or issue or problem that I work with. I've been a computer repair scientist my whole professional career. A lot of computers I fix. A lot of different operating systems, from Windows 95 to like Windows 10. Mac OS's, you know, Mac OS 9. Man, it just, the world's fun. I like the world. It keeps me going. And computers have been fun. And I worked a lot with them. I helped a lot of companies out with their computers. And so it's like, well, I done helped you. And how have you done helped me? I don't know. I'm here getting by on a student's education with a student budget and making myself more of a brainiac. So I'm one of my business smarts. Things come correct, because you got walk into a shootout without a loaded weapon. You go into the business world, the marketplace, people are shooting left and right. Ideas, hits, knockouts, you know, walk out with there without a loaded weapon, you're just going to get knocked down. And all blindfolded, easy target. You got to learn how things are put together. Brain up. Lap yourself, I was saying, on another run. You got to see who you used to be. How are you exceeding past who you used to be last year, 5 years ago, 100 years ago, previous lifetimes, whatever. It's all in your mind. How are you doing better than your medieval self? Your pre-evolved self. Because I know we got stuff we got to do. We got stuff we're putting off. We got a whole bunch of things. Tasks we got to solve within days that we don't have the solution for, hands down. I like solutions, of course. You know, make things a little cheery on, cheerios. But like, really, like when it comes down to it, great idea is anything, you know, but not putting your effort into it gets you nowhere. You don't put your heart and soul, your blood pressure into something, hammer away at it. Yeah, well, nobody tried. You know, you could try just a little bit more than the next guy. Somebody else is always trying just a little bit harder than you. Are they after the same goal? Hopefully not. But maybe. So you got to keep yourself on your toes. What you're working on, you got to put together, bring it together. Find a way to bring it to the light, organize it. You know, it's real simple to say you're going to do something. I'm going to do this in a year, I say in a sentence. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Well, voila. Where is it? You know? So I have my own promises I've made to myself, promises I've made to even people that aren't even here that I still want to uphold. I have my forward momentum, and I need to take care of my health care. So if I don't get my business acronym up and up, my dentistry is going to keep getting worse and worse. I can't go for, like, poor man's dentistry. I'm a cancer survivor. I've had my face issued, had other issues dentally. I got to strike it rich or just heal over. You know, it's just, you got to live in a life of pain. Got to find a way to make my income work for me. So Got some awesome ideas and other presentations to make stuff work, to realize who am I out there? Who am I going against? Am I going against Sean Parker, who's got Pfizer as his backing, as this originally California Cannabis Hemp Initiative coming up here, and we had some real grassroots feeling people magically come together? But we're against millions and millions of dollars touted around by the guy that wants to claim he invented file sharing. So, you know, it's really, an uphill battle always. But we got to figure out where the hills are, where the valleys are, where the steep part is, shortcuts, ways to get around difficult. Because there is a test, is know your equation. Like, how much does it cost for you to be living, doing what you're doing, and find out what's eating most of your money? And find a way to minimize that. Is your rent too much? Move to a foreign country. Because right now, as a student studying abroad, that's, I love it, Brodsky is studying abroad, I can afford rent and not have to have another job. And take 16 units right now. And study and learn stuff that's really awesome, difficult, that I slack off on. You know, I'm not the best student, but I'm still holding on. And brain up, because school is fun. You do it right. School is an amazing, amazing place. And everybody should take every class, because... I mean, not every class, but at least every class that sparks your interest. Because you don't know what you're going to be. Are you going to be a lawyer? Are you going to be a space astronaut? Are you going to be an engineer? Are you going to be a medical practitioner? Like, we don't really know our full future. We have the things that they said we had to know in our 20s. You have to know your future in your 20s. And I'm like, oh, man. I'm sorry. You don't know your future in your 20s. You know, you're just like, okay, whatever. And you got to, like, live life for some bit to get to know your everything. So yeah. You know, that's the only thing that's difficult is if you already graduate, like... See, that's what I really recommend to people is almost graduate. Get everything you need to be able to graduate, but don't graduate. Pay off your loans at the time if you had them, but wait 20 years, then go back to school and grab the loans then, and they'll still be available. I mean, unless you really see that a diploma in an area is really going to increase your income, do it. But if a diploma in your area is really not going to increase it, hold your school stuff down for as long as you can, up until almost graduating, and prep to get into the job that you're going to get into, because school does not prepare you for a job, the job. So you jump in that job, and you keep all that school stuff that you learned, but just don't graduate. 20 years later, you'll be amazed to see the different classes that are offered now. There's no Adobe Photoshop class at San Diego State University in 94 when I was there. Like, that is some 30 years ago, huh? Oh, my gosh. I get old quickie. No. I am so glad to be pulling off and just the path I've had. And even though there's parts of it that are annoying, I don't figure out, that frustrate me, like, where am I going to get pot because I'm in so much pain and this world sucks and it feels like my YouTube radio is, like, trying to talk to me somehow. And I'm like, but I haven't even smoked enough pot to think that is really bugging me. So God is so creative. I don't put it past them. Do not trust any of that industry whatsoever. You know, they can't, like, figure out where you're playing at some place and play a stream because some group is paying a lot of money or some group has the keys to that car. Oh, we can do that. You know, if you're a billionaire, you're making a lot of money, okay, you got a favorite artist, you know what? It's not that bad. Like, just send some money to the artist to play a new track. Make up, just play in the background. Do a jam session with these guys. Make up some songs on the fly. I can rap on the fly, so people can fill in the other blanks on the fly. And I'll give you like $10,000. You know, and musicians probably do that stuff. It's probably there, ready to go, but not really talked about. Because you got to have not just some special account, but the know-how special password to get in the door kind of thing. That's how a lot of it feels. It's like they just absorbed my whole personality. And they just try to spit it back at me with their viewpoint. And some of the stuff is really horrible things. Some of these songs that come up, I'm like, what are you guys trying to say to me? You guys are gross, sycophantic. Like, any, first of all, any song about man hate or revenge, I'm changing it. I don't know. Oh, we scratched their car to get even. We curb stomped them in the face to get back. You know, like, whoa, girls, slow down. You know, it's just stop revenge. Like, I don't really like writing about stuff I'm upset about. Making any kind of song or rap, or even trying to rap if I'm, like, in a down mood. You know, that's why I gotta smoke as much pot as I can. Things that, like, songs we're being told to listen to, like, it wasn't me. This is just horrible stuff you're talking about. You know, how they what they depict in the song, it's just like, it's literally some perverted sexual things that they're depicting in the song, but it's cool, right? You know, it desensitizes us. And these songs that they say, these are the songs, they're the top 40. Like, no, there's groups that want people to be ignorant, to run around like they're in the gangster song, the gangster rap. Yo, 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 talk like you're gangsters, because that's how, like, you start to look at that, and, like, these gangster rappers, first of all, are musicians. Like, if you know any musicians are, like, really lazy people. They're not like, what do you want to do? I want to go drive by. Like, no. Musicians just want to make songs and get messed up. That's all they want to do, is feel good and get messed up. So thinking that gang rap about guys wanting to do horrible stuff is what the musicians want to do. Like, was it like Funky Del Homo Sapien? Was it Funky Del? Like, related to Ice-T or Ice-T, right? He's like his cousin. And some of these guys, when albums were being made and groups got together and put something down, and those groups just don't get together the same way anymore. And like the Eagles, hell freezes over. Not for money, though. There's a lot of money to unfreeze hell. I'm just really glad I'm here. Glad you guys have taken the time to listen. Have you a chance? I think it's still going. I didn't really look at the... What do you mean? There it is. See if anyone called in. But nobody really calls in. So it's not like Dateline with Jason. Call in. It's Dateline with Jason. You too can have a voice date. Hey, baby. I learned everything from Beavis and Butthead. You know, like Mike Cronin, like, definitely taught an entire society how not to talk properly. That and like Bobcat Goldthwait. Like, yeah, I mean, you really got to get into it. But it's just, we are animals. We all ain't talking right. We all ain't having fun. We all ain't doing what we need to do in the world. And we all get tied up. We've got to run to something. We've got to go here. We're cut off from this, or we need to step up to do that. Step up, son. You turn on the guillotine. Shit. Dude, nobody is like, being lifted up is cool anymore, man. Nobody is like person of the year. Person of the year. Like, are you connected to death? Nobel Prize winner. Are you connected to death? Like, all these groups are like, hey, we won, but all these people died. You're like talking about rigging things, man. They just got so much time to rig stuff. Right, we're going to rig this and rig that. Like, what do you think Pfizer does with its money? Like, how many people? Like, Pfizer has disappeared more than the Clintons. Like, hands down, Pfizer makes them, like, stop breathing. Suddenly. You know, not as much Johnson & Johnson, though. So if you got Johnny's, you're doing better. But Moderna, I don't know. You got robots now. And nobody wants to be called a robot. I am not poisoned. I am not. But so you start to look around, and it's like these people that said they weren't poisoned are no longer alive. And therefore, they did not learn any lesson, except I learned the lesson. I'm learning the lessons, watching so many people pass away. I'll let you know, your trials are not unheeded. I'm learning what to the sheeple as we are treated. Our longevity is not desired, you know? People, we can keep being wonderful, beautiful people, but if we keep putting each other in fear, in war, in a mindset that the other person is an evil person, painting each other such horrible colors, like, sure, girls suck. I mean, whatever. Doesn't mean I'm not going to hang out with girls and at one point in my universe, hopefully marry one. But still, girls suck. So what? I mean, some girls don't suck as much as others. So, and you know what? My mom's not alive anymore, and she sucked a little bit less and was a less lame person and not a perverted person. People that go to the perverted thoughts have issues. People that can't hold off their grossness and keep it to themselves, spread their poison. Grossness is a poison of thought, bringing someone to some other guttural level. People don't know how to say something nice. Just stop talking. I mean, this podcast is not about me talking smack. It says smack. This less is more. Keep it super simple. Like, if you're going to tell someone some excuse for something he did, like, trim it up a little. Like, first say, no, I don't have what you want. This is why. Bam. Not, here's like a freaking epilogue, a story about this and this. And then at the end, it's why you don't. They don't have what they could just said they don't have at the beginning. And I could save the whole time. We're like, wow. I think you say, okay, that's cool. Here's your thing. I owe you. No. Their excuse. People always like to owe. I'll get you back. Yeah? Well, it's been a few months. Oh, wait, hold on. It's so small. It doesn't matter. But it does. So it's, I mean, if you tell people, they tell you, like, they're going to, okay, here. I owe you $6. Months and months go by. You can charge them $10, right? Say, hey, the $10 you owe me. Like, there's interest on you not paying. And you just gotta start charging people interest on their BS. I am nobody's tech support except my own. And still, I keep pushing the limits there. I am not here to make your computer better. Cash in front of me, we can talk. I'm not your service representative. If you'd like me to be, I want you to put some money on your table. Oh, wait, you're my buddy. Oh, then it's different. It's twice as much because you see me all the time. And people don't get it. You never want to ask your friend who's a technician to do your tech work for you without paying him, especially. You know, because it's a form of disrespect. It's like people in the professional world respect me for fixing computers by paying me. But because you know somebody who knows a lot about computers, therefore I know everything about your whatever it is, but you don't want to pay me. So it's a form of disrespect to try to get something free because it doesn't matter what, like, someone would do to your computer is you'll complain about it later. Nobody doesn't. Not complain about computers. Oh, they broke my computer months later. You know, oh, what'd you do to my computer? Like, screw you. What'd you do to my freaking mood? People always want blame. So it's, you never gone people's computers, you know, to save you the time. Just be like, you know what? I know someone that is really cheap and they have their own service charge, their warranty, you know, in case this happens, that happens. You go see them. I'm not your computer guru. I don't mind being a tech support at a company. It's so awesome. Cause like, oh, I got this ticket, that ticket, got to go up to this cube, that cube, build this computer, build that computer. But you know, it's so great. is they don't follow me home. Like these people whose computers I fixed, they're not following me home. I didn't know who they were before I started working there, let alone them bothering me after hours, you know, when I'm trying to chill out. Hey, man, I saw you just smoked 40 bowls. Will you fix my computer for me? Like, dude, we just drank a six-pack. I am not a technical engineer right now. I get help, but for money, it's a respect issue. You know, just like when Reiki was invented, the Reiki massage. The inventor was just like giving it away for free and people were not like respecting it. And like, oh, well, I need to charge people. Because that's another step in the process of healing is respecting who helped you with the healing. And cash money. Like you throw it on cash money in respect and honor to those helping you with your healing journey. Nothing's for free. I want to feel better in the world for free. Oh, I can't afford it. You need to afford that new iPhone. Afford that new whatever, whatever. Can afford blarney blarney. But you can't afford that. It's like, you ever get to the point when someone asks you to do a lot of things, you're like, all right, I'll try that. I'll try this. I'll try that. Okay, I'll try this. I'll try that. Now, will you try what I recommend? One thing, you ask him for years and years and stop talking to him. It's like, and start, end up talking to him again. And they have all these other dreams and cool Asperger's and such. And I'm like, well, I still want you to do this. And it's a massage. And it's literally a massage. I'm asking you to do a massage, a neck rub, because it's something that will change your world to have your atlas adjusted. Now, I bought the colloidal silver maker, silver lungs, three of them, ozonator makers, ozonation bubblers, biotuners, your friend's computers, phones, electronics, free support. Comes to my turn to ask for something. It's just like we've got to recognize the imbalances in our world. And some people might be like, oh, it's more cool to go hang out with famous political celebrities or get pictures with them than listen to things I've mentioned repetitively. So people choose their path. You got to choose when you've got to cut people from their BS in your ear. Now, hopefully I'm not some BS telling you what to do, except keep your tree trimmed. Shave that bush. Keep it down. There's some people with some awesome things to say and some awesome ideas, but at the end of it, they just work you up without any solution, or they work you up to give you a specific solution. We're still all worked up. Why'd y'all work me up? You know? People tell me about all the problems that y'all upset. Okay, you got me so upset. I don't want to be upset. I want to feel good. I want to be happy-go-lucky. I don't want people to force all this upsettedness and get me to agree that, yeah, it makes me upset too. Sure, yeah, it makes me upset too. Over and over, over and over. Just stop it. My gut can't handle someone else tell me I've got to be upset. And yeah, there's upsetting things going on. Way horribly upsetting things. I'll get you in the mood for some pillow talk. A little foreplay conversation. Arise that smile. Rile that grin up. Get that little smirk glisten on the cheeks, the dimples. Take the rest of the world outside this conversation. It's somewhere else. You and I, we're this only conversation right here, the only conversation that matters. And where we want to take our conversation, where we want to take our energies, it's our choice. So do turn off as many streaming services as you can. Media things, blasting commercials at you, because no one filters that out. You cannot filter that out. Find your way to get into your zone of happiness. Find those that you want to share your happiness with. And just be a little Bobby McFerrin. You know, don't worry, be happy. Thank you for listening. Jason Brodsky. Brodsky Governor. Don't worry, be happy now. Little Brogov, thank you for a beautiful night. I hope you have a beautiful night yourself. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy.